So I'm in a parking lot at 3 a.m. and four big dudes are circling me. They definitely want to hurt me. If they're smart, they should try and kill me. And I suddenly realize this is by far the most fun I've had in L.A. Was it really just 12 hours ago I was talking to my brother about getting out of here?
What the hell, sis?
I know, but I can't get all the way to El Paso just for Dad's shitty barbecue.
One, Dad is gonna be so pissed. Two, man, now I have to eat that garbage and you don't?
Sorry, bro. Got a job. I need to take it.
Another movie star needs you to show him how to hold a gun?
Pretty much.
Who this time? Oh, please say Will Smith.
Nah, this guy's not a star or anything. I'm not as bad as most either.
Okay, truth now, who's been the worst so far? Michelle Rodriguez?
No way, man. She was crazy, but that girl could fight like a boss. It was Matt Damon, easy.
What? I love that guy.
Can't block a punch for shit, whines like a baby, short as me.
No! You just ruined Bourne.
Bro, you really that gullible? I never met Matt Damon. Maybe if I had, this time wouldn't suck so hard.
Yeah, you say that, but you've been there 8 months and you're already hanging with celebs on the reg. You love it.
I love the money. That's about it.
Well, you're telling Dad, not me. He's gonna rip you a new asshole.
He'll try, and he'll fail.
My sister the badass.
Hey, I gotta get to work.
Sell out.
You love it.
Peace.
What am I still doing here? An ex-Marine can make a living other places. There's my new client, Mick Rollins. He can't wait for his daily ass kicking. He's funny, but not wrong. And there it is. Mick is why I'm still here. I leave my place off Hillhurst and head for the hills. One bedroom costs me $2,000 a month, but I have to be close to my clients or they freak out. I jog to Mick's place. It's less than 2 miles and would take just as long to drive. LA is not like movies or TV makes you think it is. I mean, it's true that it's full of douchebags and posers, but it isn't even a real city. More like a giant outdoor mall where the world's most insecure assholes can't resist whatever's on sale. Soon as I'm done training Mick, I'm gone. Mick's a foot taller than me, but so far he's the only client who hasn't underestimated my strength. He works his ass off too.
So I'm on my back leg.
Yeah. Crouch lower, center of gravity back, ready to pounce.
Right.
I'm not gonna lie, it's a nice ass. You hear anything about your audition?
Agent's worried I'm too small a name, but all the big names are literally too small. Like, they're tiny dudes.
Yeah, man, why are they so short?
Right.
Can't remember the last time I laughed with a guy.
It's weird, right? Like, sometimes I feel like a giant.
Well, real black ops dudes are built like trucks, so, you know. Writers and their black ops bullshit.
Do you really know those guys?
A couple. They're also dumb as trucks. Wow. He thinks I'm funny. And some of them are sadistic, too. If everyone knew the shit they did, they would not be writing movies about them.
Really?
Yeah. Hold that. Legs further apart. I push on the inside of his thigh. It's not a big deal. Just the job. But with Mick, it feels different.
This feels more solid, like my weight is centered.
Centered but fluid, yeah?
Exactly. Not fluid enough, I guess.
There's no way I'm getting down with the client. No way.
You know, I'd love to pick your brain on all that. Could help.
Sure. I mean, I can't tell you that much.
Oh, it's like classified or whatever?
What? No, I just only know so much.
You doing anything after this? I could buy you some food in exchange for your insider knowledge.
Wait, is he asking me? Yeah. No, I'm not doing anything. Jesus, I'm acting like a nervous little girl.
Great. Mexican okay? I know a... sorry, hold on. I'm sorry, my girlfriend's on her way over.
He smiles at me. It looks like an apology.
She needs to talk.
Yeah, of course. We'll save it for another night.
Yeah, definitely.
Fragile, needy girl. What does Mick even see in you? I pack up and head out. I'm mad Bree messed up our dinner plan, but that's okay. I have a feeling she's not gonna be around much longer. The Ralph's in my place is open 24 hours. I shop late at night because it's just so quiet.
How can you say that? You know how important trust is for
Bree. I'm trying to be as honest as I can here, Bree.
But I hear them. Meek and Bree are here? What are the chances?
You're being a little paranoid.
Don't tell me I'm paranoid. Do not tell me I'm paranoid.
Okay. All right.
Okay, yeah. I saw Meek here a couple times before, but it's not like I stalk him.
Is it her?
Who? What's she talking about? I look down the aisle. Meek's trying to calm her down. I can't hear what he said. Whatever it was, she's not having it.
You know what? Even you aren't good enough.
They head for the checkout. I'm done too, so I follow.
Bree. Bree!
She storms out while Meek pays. Interesting. I hang back. When I get to the parking lot, she's laying into him.
Just admit it. It's your trainer girl, right? Your hot ex-Marine chick?
Damn.
There's nothing going on. Like,
I don't consider myself hot, but I'm not gonna argue with her right now. She blows past his truck into the street. He follows. I walked here. They're heading generally towards my place. It's not weird that I follow them. These streets are pretty dead. I'm not close enough to hear what they're saying, but they're talking about me. Don't I kind of deserve to know?
Look, I'm gonna be as honest as I can, okay?
Fine.
My trainer is cool as shit. I admire her, but she is all business, and so am I.
All business, grabbing dinner.
You know I'm doing whatever it takes to get this part. Anything she can tell me about that world, I owe it to myself to find out.
Yeah, I get that.
Hey, slow down. Please?
They turn onto a really dark street, and I lose them in the shadows for a second. When I round the corner, I see them. Standing in the middle of the deserted street, holding each other. Ugh. Look, they're not necessarily making up. Could mean a lot of things. A have a nice life hug. I'm kind of distracted, which is why I don't see the van at first, or the guys who jump out of it. Four of them, all in black. They grab Meek and Bree and throw them in the back of the van. It happens so fast. They're already closing the door when I get my shit together.
Hey!
They spin and see me. Two get in the van and start it up. The other two start towards me. The van tears away. The two men in black close in. The street is totally dead. Nobody around to help. Poor guys.